the mevatel the libay. So again, when are we speaking about? At what point in time? We're speaking about obviously before Shei Shois, where he's able to be mevatel the chometz. So he has a chiyuv to be mevatel the chometz. If he can't, namely because he'll go back home, he'll miss the bris milah, or he'll miss the korban pesach, then he could rely on bittul. Since min ha-Torah, bittul takes care of the problem of bayira. As I state in the Mishnah, says the Magen Avraham that the Rambam on this says that if it would be after Vav Shois, where then he can't be mevatel the chometz anymore, what does he have to do then? Again, he's on the way 1 o'clock in the afternoon to Baal his son, and after 1 o'clock it's already over the zman of bittul chometz. So what is it then? The Rambam says then he's mechuyev to go home and get rid of the chometz. If it's in his man when he can take care of the bittul, so he's allowed to be mevatel and then rely on the rice that bittul helps. But achav of shoyis, that he's not able anymore to be mevatel the chometz because the achaz man is suroi, so then he's mechuyev to go home and get rid of the chometz and then go back to do the bismillah. Says the Magen Avraham, comes out that if you put on a scale the mitzvah of tashbisu and the mitzvah of bismillah, what overrides what? The tashbisu overrides the bismillah. Says the Magen Avraham, why? Well, Avraham's lashon is like we saw last week, because tashbisu yo'iver al kol rega v'rega. Masha'en ken bismillah, you're not over kol rega v'rega, and therefore tashbisu comes before the mitzvah of milah. And this we said over a kasha last week from the Tzlach, that the Tzlach says, why should we say that milah should be different than tashbisu? Just like milah, you have the whole 8th day to be mal, so tashbisu you have the whole Erev Pesach to be mevad the chometz. Why should tashbisu be different than the mitzvah milah? This was the kasha we said over in the Tzlach. But the Magen Avraham is clear that we have a klara mishnah with the klara Rambam that if a person is after chatzos, after shei shois, when he can't be mevatel the chometz, he has the fun of, he's on the way to a bris milah, he has at home the chometz, he's mechuyev to go back, be mekayim tashbisu, because tashbisu is called yo'ivet chorega and milah not. Let's learn together. V'chaz over. Amori dekashtikol chasam soifer in his chidushim and meshech the Shabbos. Afashtikol gemore and meshech the Shabbos. Kuf la medal of medal. Do mevade gedenk the gavald dekashtikol gemore. And the gemore speaks about shitas. Rebbe Loza, that Rebbe Loza holds machshire mila toicha Shabbos. Machshire sukkah, doich Shabbos. Machshire lulav, doich Shabbos. Machshire shoifa, doich Shabbos. How do you know it? Each was? The Gemara says, according to Rebbe Loza, there's a pasuk that Mila is not only Doicha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila Doicha Shabbos. If you have to carry the sakin, you're allowed to carry the sakin according to Rebbe Loza. If you have to cut off an esek from a tree, you're allowed to cut it off. If you have to remove a shofar from an animal, you're allowed to. And if you have to put schach on your sukkah and cut off schach, you're allowed to. Each one has a pasuk that the Machshire Madoicha, just like Mila, Machshire Sukkah, Machshire Lula, Machshire Shofar, each one is a pasuk that you learn out from the word b'yoyim afilo b'shabbos. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara brings a member. Says the Gemara in the bottom left of the page. Side Gimel, the bottom left. Omer Rav Ada Ba'ava. The Braisa says that not for all mitzvahs did the Beloza say his din. Only the ones we mentioned. What not? Which machshirim are not toicha? Zot the Gemara, Omer Rav Ada Ba'ava, Lemute Tzitzis L'talisoi, Mezuzah L'pischoi, that over there, Rebbe Loza, who holds machshirim mitzvah, is doicha, but not tzitzis. A person has a talis, and he forgot to put the strings, the chutin, on the talus, he's not allowed to do it. Midin machshir mezdeicha Shabbos. He has to wait till after Shabbos. If he forgot to put up a mezuzah and he wants to nail it in his house, he's not allowed to, because these machshirim are not deicha Shabbos. Says Tosfos, v'shoven shemtzayitz talisay. Now, the Gemara says, why are these mitzvahs different than all the other ones mentioned? So the Gemara ends off, Amar Rabbi Yosef, the fish ain't kavu alahem zman. Because these mitzvahs don't have a zman. Who said do it today? Wait till tomorrow for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Says Tosfos, Tema, ma tam lezeh. Why do we have to give a reason why mezuzah and tzitzis are not doicha Shabbos? Elo mishum delay ashkich under Rabbi Nukra, poshet. Every mitzvah the Gemara brings has a pasuk. So if tzitzis has no pasuk, it's Deicha Shabbos, and mezuzah has no pasuk, Deicha Shabbos, it's finished. We don't have to have time in. We don't have a reason to say it is Deicha. Not that we need a reason that it's not Deicha. The Chol Inna, because all the ones that the Gemara brings according to Belazah, Matzrichen Kirola Kamon, the Legami Adori. The Gemara says each one needs a pasuk, and without one of the psukim, we wouldn't learn out the other, because the Gemara makes srichases. Umiyu yeshleima, says Tosfos. De'ikah l'meilaf tzitzis u'mezuzah misukim. Had I not have the svara of Ein Kavu Alazman, I would have learned up that the tzitzis and mezuzah is doicha Shabbos from sukkah. The my part is, what are you going to ask a pircha? Shekei neheges b'leilas k'biyamim. Sukkah is noyed b'yayim v'layla. Mezuzah nami noyed b'leilas k'biyamim. V'chein tzitzis l'rabon and d'plig yolad reb shevim. What my name is that tzitzis is also noyed b'layla. D'loy da'ashi reisim I say pradlik s'slayla pradlisuma. So therefore, says Tosfos, you have to have a special reason that you can't learn out from sukkah, and the reason is because ain kavua lozman, mashenkin sukkah kavua lozman. Now comes Tosfos, and Tosfos has a hisof. Well, the high time of the perishes. Now that I explained to you that we would have learned out tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah, the misukkah yolif tzarech loyma. The tzitzis im ovas manoi butler. You must say that tzitzis is a type of mitzvah that tomorrow is called I lost today's mitzvah. Why? Di lav hachi, because if tzitzis would be, don't do it today, okay, nishkafel, do it tomorrow. If that were the case, ikel amifi, we could have asked the question, mal lesukka, shekein im ovas manoi butler. If I'm telling you that the whole reasoning behind tzitzis and mezuzah being doicha is because we would have learned that from sukkah, it must be that there's no pircha from sukkah to tzitzis or mezuzah. So Tosfos, if tzitzis would be such a kind of mitzvah that I could say, I could either do it today or do it tomorrow, it doesn't make any difference, so how can you learn that from sukkah? You know why sukkah is doicha Shabbos? Because sukkah tomorrow, you missed your chance. Masha'en came by tzitzis, I could make it up tomorrow. Elamai, today's mitzvah is today's mitzvah. Tomorrow's mitzvah is a new mitzvah. And that's why I have the ability to learn it out from sukkah. Fine. So far, so good. Here comes a point which needs a little bit of an explanation. Then Tosfos says, the mistava, the mila, im ovaz mana, loy butler. Shoisa mila atzma shehi mechayev bishmini hu oisa b'tshi. Shim loy mol bishmini loy hayachoyza mol b'tshi. Ava sukka tzitzis u mezuza b'cho yoyim ha mechayev bohen afilo kimam hayoyim chayev lekaimim lomocha hilka kashova hayoyim v'loy osa mitzis hayoyim loy yikayim. Says Tosfos, Tosfos Bavon Tepes. What's Tosfos Bavon? One of the things that we know is doicha is mila. Nachshir mila is doicha. Now mila, one could say that if you miss today, so you missed Yom Hashmini. Finished. So mila is a mitzvah that also has its man. So Tosfos, mila is not like that. Mila is a mitzvah that I can make up tomorrow. So if that would be the case, that mila I can make up tomorrow, why do I have to run to sukkah to learn out tzitzis from sukkah? Let's learn out tzitzis from mila. Elamai, since I'm telling you it's from Sukkah, the reason is because Sukkah, tomorrow's mitzvah and today's mitzvah I missed. Sitz is today's mitzvah and tomorrow's mitzvah I missed. The reason why I didn't say till after Mila is because Mila is different. Because Mila, today's mitzvah, I could have tomorrow. What's the raya? The raya is, if you make a bris Mila on the 8th day, comes the 9th day, you don't have to make a new hatofas dam bris. There will be a tzad to say that if you make a bris Mila on Yom HaShmini, so tomorrow go ahead and make another Mila. Make another hatofas bris, never on the baby. Every day you have to make a new hatofas bris to make another Mila. Teretz is, once you made a Mila, the Mila is finished. So tomorrow's mitzvah and today's mitzvah are the same. Let's learn this line in Tosfos. It says Tosfos, the mistava, the mila im ovaz mana loy betela. Sha'isa mila atzma shehi mechaye b'shmini, because that mila which he did on Shmini, ha'isa b'tshi. If you made a mila on the Shmini, you don't do it again on the 9th day. You put on a talis today, you put it on tomorrow. You have a mezuzah on your door today, you have it tomorrow. You ate in the sukkah today, you have to eat tomorrow. These are three mitzvahs under the same category, that these mitzvahs, once you fapashka today, you miss today. Therefore, these three mitzvahs would have all been able to be Deicha Shabbos. The only reason why tzitzis and mezuzah is different, because tzitzis and mezuzah has no specific day. All the days is chayiv. Mashenkin Sukkah has a specific zman. Comes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer elaborates a little bit on these words of Tosfos. Says the Chassam Sofer to the right of the Tosfos, my time of Omri Rabbi Yosef, the fish ain't kavu alohem zman. Kosev Tosfos deloy domi lemila shoyisem mila atzma shechayev b'shmini chayev b'tshi. So Chassam Sofer ayin mogen Avram simen tof kuf samaches of cotton yid. So the Olam already knows from last week velcha halachas these are hilchas tainus. In hilchas tainus it says that if a person was mekabel to make a tainus to be mesana sheni chamishi v'sheni, and it comes out that he has a brismila on the yom of his tainus, says the Mogen Avraham, it depends. If it's a sudas mila, then what's it then? He could eat. He doesn't have to fast. If it's a suda of pidyon haben, wait till tomorrow. Why, says the Mogen Avraham? Because mila, even if it's bismanoi or shaloi bismanoi, it's always manoi. Because you're not allowed to push it off till later. Mashenke pidyon haben, if you can't do it today, you do it tomorrow. So it seems from Tosfos, it seems from this Mogen Avraham, that mila has his man. I'm not allowed to push it off. And that's why it's doicha the tainus. Says the Chassam Sofer, ayin Mogen Avraham, dafilo mila shaloi bezmano mikri sudas mitzvah shezmano kavua. Mishum decho yoyim hazmano de osa lamed oral ayin shom. So how can Tosfos here say in Shabbos that mila doesn't have a specific zman, I could namely do it tomorrow? And here the Mogen Avraham says that if your mila comes out on a tainus, even if it's shaloi bezmana, you're not allowed to push it off. Why not? It must be because you have to do it today. How can come along Tosfos and say, kilo by mila, if I don't do it today, so I do it tomorrow? Does fet mor na chsam soifu. Zog te chsam soifu. Yesh loima, eina chanami. The Mogen Avraham is right. Mitzvah lizruze va'aveira hu biyodai lehisatza v'lamed oril. As any second a person has the ability to make mila, he's mechuyiv to make mila and not leave the child oril. Aval einoi doicha Shabbos b'shvilze hazrizos. That wouldn't have been doicha Shabbos. What is doicha Shabbos? Rak b'shvil guf kiyum ha-mitzvah. V'zu yochol otayim l'mocha. Mitzvahs mila, you could do tomorrow, you could do today. It's true, I'm losing the obligation to do it today. But when I do it tomorrow, what am I doing? I'm doing the same mila as I did had I done yesterday, I would do today. Masha ein kein tzitzis v'sukkah, that tomorrow's mitzvah and today's mitzvah have no shaychus b'chal. Namely, I can make time today tzitzis and tomorrow tzitzis, two separate mitzvahs. But mila, I can only do once in life. And if the mila was done, then I took care of the mila. V'zu yachol l'kayim l'mocha, mashaykin tzitzis v'sukkah, v'haynu the cost of a mogen avram. The tashbisu odef mimila. The guf mitzvahs mila, eini yachol l'kayim ela pam echad beguf zeh. Mashayin kein tashbisu, yachol l'kayim bebeisoy, kame pa'amim, im yischametz loy, oid isa ukedoyma. The Chassam's life is not mamish tvon amukim oid. We have l'mashal a mitzvah of tzitzis. So everybody understands. I put a beged on today. I put a beged on tomorrow. I get a mitzvah for today. A mitzvah for tomorrow. So today's mitzvah, if I didn't do it today, I lost. Tomorrow I could do it. It's own mitzvah. Haraya, because I do it twice. Therefore, tomorrow's mitzvah is not a tikkun on today's mitzvah. Therefore, it says tzitzis tzitzis. You lost. You lost today. It should be doicha Shabbos, like sukkah is doicha Shabbos. Tzitzis also. That's the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Mila says Tosfos is a type of mitzvah that without a pasuk, I would have said, "Don't be doicha Shabbos. I need a special pasuk." Why? Because tomorrow's mila will be the same mila as today. Today I have a chiyuv to make a bris mila, and today I have a chiyuv yom hashmini. Tomorrow, when I make the bris mila, it will be the same mitzvah as today's mitzvah, today's mila. I have a chiyuv to do it today. And the Mogen Avraham says, if I push it off tomorrow, I was ma'acha the mitzvah, I have to do it today. But at the end result, when I do the mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah as today. And therefore, without a pasuk, that's not doing for Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, with this I can understand why the Mogen Avraham says that Tashbisu is upgraded from Mila. Tashbisu, here comes the Chassam Sofer with the Chiddush. That's clear. We learned already a few weeks of this Tashbisu. Tashbisu is a chiv on the chometz, or it's a chiv on the person. The obligation is a person has to get rid of every shtickel chometz that he owns. If a person has one cookie, one cracker, he has to get rid of it. Another cracker, also get rid of it. So tashbisu was a constant mitzvah. And the mitzvah is to get rid of any chometz you have. So let's say a person has one cookie, and he has it from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock's mitzvah is not the same mitzvah as 1 o'clock's mitzvah. Because let's say 2 o'clock would have turned into a different cracker. I would have got it written in and would have come back. What would be the din? I have to get rid of it again. So tashbisu is a constant obligation. It's not one obligation. The chomet you have to burn. When? Whenever. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, then it will be the same as mila. Then whenever I got rid of it at 3 o'clock, it was the same as 1 o'clock. Comes the Chassam Sofer says in Nishtazoy. When a person makes mila 5 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 1 o'clock, or better, he'll make it on Monday instead of Sunday, the mila was done. Could not be Hidura, he was missing Yom HaShemini, but the key of mitzvahs of Mila, Yimo, Besar, Alasa was taken off, whether it was done on Monday or it was done on Sunday. It's removed. The same mitzvahs Mila. But, says the Chassam Sofer, if a person delays getting rid of his chometz, from 12 o'clock he pushes off to 3 o'clock, that's not called the same mitzvah at 3 o'clock or 12 o'clock. Because every second he has the chometz, the gavra is muzah not to own chometz. So mali, that this happens to be the same cracker. Had it been 10 different crackers, Are we mechuyev every second to get rid of that chametz and that chametz and that chametz? We're not talking to the chametz. We're talking to the person. Being that the mitzvah is on the person not to own any chametz. So therefore, the mitzvah of 3 o'clock is constantly being over from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Therefore it says, Toysvah says the Chassam Soif in the Magen Avraham, that Tashbisu you have to go back home for, and Mila you don't. Because Tashbisu you have 100 Averis, because every second you're having Chomis, you're being over. Whereas Mila, when you did the Bris Mila, whatever was to accomplish at 12 o'clock was already accomplished at 3 o'clock. Mashenki, when you burn the Chomis at 12 o'clock, good, at 3 o'clock, you accomplish from 3 and further. But from 12 to 3, that's gone with the wind. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, that Tashbisu is Odif for Mitzvah Samila. As they learned in Chassam Seif, Pshat Dem Shtikl Tesis. Since Mila is the same, so whenever you do it, you mekayim the mitzvah. And retroactively, the Mila was done, finished. Whereas Tashbisu Chomis, what the Magen Avraham says, is more Chomor, is because we're now looking at the cracker. What are we looking at? The mensch. The mensch, every second was over. One more line on Deshu in the Chassam Seif. Behind it, the cause of a Magen Avraham, Simon Tov Mem Dalet, ran 5 lines from the end. Behind it, the cause of a Magen Avraham, the Tashbisu Odif Mimila. The Guf Mitzvahs Mila, Eini Yochol Lekayim Ela Pamechad Beguf Zeh. Mash'en Kein Tashbisu, Yochol Lekayim Bebeise Kame Po'omim, Imischame Tzloy Oidisa, therefore Asha Alkein. So therefore, every second there's a new Tashbisa. Because we're not speaking about the Chomez. What are we speaking about? The person only Chomez. I have a Chiev to be Mashbis Chomez. Every second I'm delaying, I'm being Oiva, not being Mashbis Chomez, having Chomez. So by the fact that it happens to be the same cracker, the same Bilkula, doesn't make any difference. Abusayf Kosayf, clapping the person, he was being Oiva for the last 3 hours. Therefore, if a person has a choice to go back home, he's mechuyev to go back home, because Tashbisu overrides Bris Mila. Good Rabbeisai, doesn't know Bissela HaChova, where he spoke last week. Yet Rabbeisai Medaf, learning Amoyedeke Inyan. In them, Shtickle from Tashbisu. So let's go back to side Aleph. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Kol Shah, a very famous machlokes, what does Tashbisu mean? The Chachamim say Tashbisu means Mefarer, Zoyer Leruach. As long as you get rid of it, you mekayim the Tashbisu. If Yehuda Oimer, says the Mishnah, Ein Bir Sreifa Elo Chometz. Ein Bir Chometz Elo Sreifa. The only way to get rid of chametz is sreifa. The Chachamim say Tashbisu b'chol dava. Rabbi Yehuda says Tashbisu is b'sreifa. How does Rabbi Yehuda know Tashbisu is b'sreifa? Let's learn together Ashtiko Gemara in Psachim Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the top left of side Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, you have it. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer says the Mishnah, Ein Bia Chometz El Esreifa. Tanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bia Chometz El Esreifa. Vahadin Noisa. Uma Noisa. She'ein Oibi Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze. There's no Isra to own Noisa. Nevertheless, Ton Sreifa. Chometz She'yesh Noibi Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze. Le'kol She'kein She'ton Sreifa. Zecha, it's torn sreifa. Ayafusa from Noisa. L'maskonas ha-gemara, the gemara goes back and forth. And at the end of the gemara, maskonas ha-sugya is that we're able to learn up from Noisa that chometz is b'sreifa. That shitas of Yehuda, the Chachamim argue and they have a pircha on Noisa, which Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of. And if the Chachamim hold that bia chometz is b'choldova, whereas if Yehuda holds, it's b'sreifa. Yet, is there a Mishnah? This is Aleph. Yet, is there a Mishnah? The last Mishnah, Masechtas Tmura. Amalana Mishnah. Zeya Bakanta Mishnah. The Mishnah makes chilukim. What type of Isuri Hanor requires Sreifa? And what type of Isuri Hanor does not require Sreifa? So the Mishnah says as follows. Eilu Hein Hanikbor. The top right of the page. These are the Isuri Hanor that one has no chiev to be soyfit. Kochim Sheipila Yikbiru. Hipila Shilya Tikova. Shor Haniskol Egla Arufa Tzipore Metzoya Seyer Nozir Petach Amor Bosa Becholav Chulun Shenishchetu Ba'azora. All of these are Nikbor. Namely, you don't have to burn them, you just get rid of them. Why do you have to be koyv of them? What? I'm saying, leave it. The Mikshel, exactly. So the Gemara says the reason is it shouldn't be a Mikshel. If you have around the Sharon Isco for 10 days, somebody will go ahead, let me take off the skin and make a pocketbook or make shoes. So the mayor of the halach is, he's supposed to be koyv. Not that it's a chiyuv kvura, like on an odom is a chiyuv kvura. On the Isurah, no, it's a chiyuv kvura. The Gemara says, Nikborin is a Mikshel. Fine, weiter. The Eilohein and Israfim. These are the ones that require Sreifa. What requires Sreifa? Chometz bePesach Yisoyif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Truma Tmeya, Orla, Klayakerem, all of these have a din of Sreifa. Right? So we have Nikborim and we have Nisrafim. There's a Braisa, or some had it in the Mishnah, a Hisofa. Hanisrafim Afron Mutter. Hanikborim Afron Osa. Namely, Basa Becholov doesn't require Sreifa. Nikborim. Someone goes ahead and puts it in his fireplace. Then he wants to take the ashes and put it on a makkah he has. Ashes, the Gemara says, is good for a makkah. So he wants to take the ashes and put it on a makkah. So what's the halacha? Osa. Because even though it got burned up, still also b'hano. But if a person were to take l'moshel the ashes of Orla, Rishon Nisrafim, and use it for a makkah, it's mutter. Nisrafim is afron, mutter. Nikborin is afron, also. L'mla nashnik l'toysus. So toysus hanisrafim afron mutter, v'hanikborim asron afron also. Sorich ion taimamai. What's the chiluk? Why Nisrafim is Afron Mutter and Nikborin is Afron Asim? V'oma Moire Haram the Nisrafim Kivon Shakir Tziva Hakosiv L'Sorfon Achar Sh'asa Ki'ilu Nasis Mitzvasa V'ein Lecha Dover Sh'nasin Mitzvasai U'moylen Boy Hachanami Kimen shenases mitzvasan, holach isurim. Avol in the last line, hanikborin, lohitinen hakosev lesorfen, moshuch isurayhu loilim. So it's not a poshut azach. The Torah says, orla, burn. It's also bano, I want you to burn it. So, once I burned it, I was mekayim the din of the Torah. I was mekayim the din of the Torah. So may all these surim go off. Nikborim, basa becholav. What does the Torah say, basa becholav? Echad is a hano, es is a chila, echad is a bissel. The Torah doesn't say what to do with it. So I go ahead and I burn it. I wasn't mekayim any mitzvah with it. And even if I bury it and it gets disintegrated, I didn't do any mitzvah. Because the only reason why you bury it is to take away the mikshel. So it comes out that with the sreifa or the kvura, wasn't moistif anything in the basa becholav. I wasn't mekayim any mitzvahs. Therefore, the halacha is afron osur. Nisrafim is afron mutter because the mitzvah was finished. It was osur, and Torah says sreifa. I did what the Torah said. Finished. Therefore, afron is. Yes, good. Now we have a drop mashu of a background. Now lama alein fegen hashayla. Do beis tefila adarishin klein hashayla. We have a Mishnah, a Machloikis, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. If Tashbiso is Afra, is Nikborin, Zoyer LeRuach, or Ein B'Yechomet El HaSefer. Now, we hold the halacha, we go ahead and burn chomets, but Leikad Dina, we paskin like most Rishonim, like Rabbanan, we have no Chiev of Sefer. Yet, Megate, Eret, Pesach, outside, and Beis Tfila, we take the ashes and we'll have machen for them. Mutter Zos. Was? Is the Chaya? The Chaya? Like a Behuda, is it no Shaila? Is that for Mutter? But the Chaya, the Volki clan, the Lamdon for base through the Volki Ken clan, that the Chaya has nothing to do with Yehuda and Rabbanon. Because is there a mitzvah to get rid of Chametz? Yeah. Is there a mitzvah to get rid of Shai Niskel? No. Shai Niskel is to take away a mikshel. Chometz, am I mechuyev to get rid of?
Yes.
How do you know?
Tashbisu.
So when I'm getting rid of the chometz according to Rabbanon or according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm kaim a mitzvah? Yeah. So the chometz should be no nafkimin, and Yehuda and Rabbanon, if the afan should be mut, the afan should be also. Das ist da ein unser Chesmer. Mein Chesmer neu ist im Sugi. Right? Daniel, was ist? Du kommst zu Chesmer neu ist im Sugi. Wo man Mischne mit der Bier von Teusfus. The Mishnah says that there's certain things which are Nekborin, certain things which are Nisrofim. Nisrofim is Afan Mutter, Nekborin is Afan Asa. Tam Shadova, we have a Teusfus. Because by one it's Nasis Mitzvah, when I take care of the problem, and by one, I'm just taking care of a mikshel. Hey, bazoi daf ois kumen. That being the Rabbi Yehuda, the tashbisu is sreifa. Being the didan, the tashbisu is becholed over. But when you're getting rid of it, you mekayim a mitzvah. So therefore, lekuli alma, if you go ahead and burn it, it should be the halacha afan muta. Das ist unser maskona. Islam learn ashtigot taisvis and ashtigot tur. Says Toisves, Bahadi the Kosorif, Lisayim Mine. The second piece on the right, Ashtiko Toisves, Im Psochim, Chafala from a base. Bahadi the Kosorif, when you burn it, Lisani Mine, you should be allowed to have Hano. Says Toisves, Mishum, Plurib Yehuda, the Oma, Chomets Bisrefa, Afroi Mutter, the Sanya, Beper Basa, the Tmura, Kohan Isrofin, Afin Mutter. But that is an Adesh of London, so then, as Taisa state, that the halacha of Afan Muta is a libid Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanon, Taisa is ganz klar, that Afan would be also. As they look at in Taisa. Mehr beferis is a shtickle tur. Zot it tur. Abu Lehonois Ba'afroi Achash Asofi. You have it about the second line in the Torah in Hilchos Pesach. So the Torah is like Abu Lehonois Ba'afroi to have an oath from the Eifer of Chometz Achash Asofi Zetoloi the Plukta the Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yehuda shall be Sreifa Mutter. The Kaimulon Kohanis Rofim Afan Mutter. Ul Rabbanan Osir. The chol hanikborin afan asa. Stay close, but since can be daig zayin for toisvish. Stay close to tour. Like the rabbanon, the tashbisu is bechol davar is afan asa. Like Rabbi Yehuda, tashbisu is menan nisrofim. Ebezoy afan is mutter. Kumt the halo Rabbi Kvega in his agoyis in the tour, and he says dvarim elu tzichniyim. Verstehen ich dem tour. I don't know why he doesn't shalzach on the toisvish. He shalzach on the tour. What does one thing have to do with the other? As I've been mechajim and noise on based tefillah, Frederick Vega. The only beer in the Mishnah that there's a chabinik borim and a srafim is that by one there's a mitzvah and one is a mikshel. But if I have something which is not srafa but is a mitzvah, it should also be afan mutter. So memela, even according to the rabbon of Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha should be afan mutter. What? If you're saying bittul, then you're ready to know chil between Rabbanan. Let's go. We're not. Lama zehen ashtikol. Abayis and megom ham the schiya hain zehen ashir enef and abchaim salavetchik. When enef and abshem hainim. Lama zechayin fun and the gevaldige pshotim zefen fun der kasha for the bekrega and vet uns ois kommen gevaldige yesoides nistam. Lana shtikol. Yesoides in the midst of fantashbusu was milan. So Gebchayim, the bottom right of the page. Gebchayim starts with a Rambam that we started with in the first year of Tashbisu, Benegeya to the mitzvah of Tashbisu, if it's a lav hanitik laasei or not. With the Olam remembers that we had a machlokes of Rishonim, Tug Yisoyis and Agamora, so Gebchayim. Says the Rambam, Eina loike, Mishum lo yeirov lo yimotza, Ela im kein chona chomis bepesach, the Rambam says the only way a person gets malchus for Bal Yirah is if he bought chametz or he made chametz. But if he owned chametz before Pesach, ukvahikshu, deich loike klal alav dleirov leimotze. Vaharei, bipsachim daft sadi hei mevuyo lehedya, delav dleirov leimotze, havalav anitik lasei de tashbisu. Vekosha al harabam sheposa de bekoine chomis bepesa, de havamaisa loike bitsorichin. You have a fairish gemara that says, lav anitik lasei, so by yuns, busy as megalmish as a gefellow. But by us, there are parentheses in the gemara. Memelo, we have a Ben Chananas Girsa that says Beferish. Why there's no Chum? Why there's no Malchus? Because it's ain't by Ma'isa. So I laid it. All the Rishonim have the Girsa in the Gemara Nitik Lasei. Gram had a Girsa of Lav Sheim Ma'isa. Memelo, no problem. Why is it not Nitik Lasei? So we had you look up on your sheets or on your tapes, and we had a few Terutzim Sagasayas there. The Bitzur Pederberg says Feshit Nebshata. Why the Rambam is not Nitik Lasei? But the Reb Chaim wants to have this Girsa of the Gemara. I have the Gemara Mefureshes that says that Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze is Nitik Lasei. How is a shtim with the Rambam that says it's Ein B'maisa? What happened to the Gemara? Evil Shavek Mech and the Girsa, Evil Blind with the Girsa, and Abba became Sanitaries. So Reb Chaim. The Nere Bezeh. Vos Em Zetois Pshat is Azoi. The Hinei. Hagoin Rebbe Kvega Hiksha Al Hatur Shekosav to Rebbe Yehuda the Chometz Mitzvasa Besreifa Afra Mutter Kedin Kol Hanisrofim the Afra Mutter Ul Rabbanon the Ashpasasai Bechol Dover Afra Yosu Kedin Hanikbor Vehiksha Alze Hagoin Rebbe Kvega Lefimash Akosva Hatoisvis Doha Dinisrofim Afra Mutter Vinikbor and Afra Nosu Humishon the Nisrofim, it commits the Mitzvahsen. Valkain have a Nasa Mitzvahsen. Masheken, Nikborim. The Lekashum Mitzvah Bekurasan, Rakmishum Takola. Voloi have a Nasa Mitzvahsen, Imkain, Bechomets. The Gamim Hashbasasa Becholdova. Halayik and Mitzvah the Tashbisu. Imkain Hatzari Chlias, the Kuli Alma, Afanut. Thus is Der Kasha, Vasmum Gefekt. Hadin Shtim the Tour with the Yisrael of the Mishnah that says that Afan is only Nikborin is Afan Mutter because there's no mitzvah. But if there would be a mitzvah, it would be Afan Afan Mutter. So the Chaim Ateretz of their kash. V'nira the loydomi hamitzvah shel tashbisoi the hashpasasei b'chol dover lemitzvasei. Kum the Chaim with a chiddush nifla ma'od. Gvaldige chiddush. Tashbisu according to Reb Yehuda. And our Tashbisu is not just he holds, you get rid of it through Sreifa, and we hold you could accomplish that without Sreifa. You can accomplish it for a kilo, you have a multiple choice according to us. A, B, C. Either Zori LeRuach, flush it down the toilet, or you could be Sreifa. And Yehuda only has one of those three. So the plan is not the pshat. Benira the loydomi hamitzvah shel tashbisu dash pasasi b'chol dava lemitzvas sreifa. The mitzvahs shreifa b'shar hashbosses have an ikka hamitzvah shlo yehei lebailim chometz. That which we say tashbisu b'chol dover means that I don't care how you get rid of it. The ikka point that the Torah says is I don't want you to have chometz. Like I said from the Chassam Sofer, we're not speaking to the chometz. Who we're speaking to? To the person. We're saying, lo yirah l'cha chometz, lo yimotzeh v'chav sa'or. What do you want? Don't make sure you don't have. How? Get rid of it. I don't care how you get rid of it. But you can't have chometz and pesach. That's the taich from tashbisu according to the chachom, Abon. Mashayin kein mitzvase b'sreifa. Have a hamitzvah shechayil ba'achevtze shal chometz d'chola boy din sreifa. Ulainyan hete the nasa mitzvasoi, but inan davka, she nasa mitzvasoi bahachevtze, oz nitta hachefetz. Veloi, kishabailim kaimi mitzvah de ramya alayo, ye nitta bezahachevtze. Vakain shape mechala katur. Bein hashbasasi becholdova, ubein sreifa. Dim hashbasasi becholdova. Rak habailim kima mitzvah shein bem chomets. Okay, we hut haefe. Ma sheikin mitzvase bisreifa. De nasa mitzvah bahachevtze. Vahave nasa mitzvase akein hut haefe. Okay, so the pchayim azoy. More you did to that. Tashbisu bisreifa, we learn that from noisa. What is that noisa? What is noisa? Noisa is basa that's chal on it achiyim sreifa. When it was kodesh, it was the mizbeach. Or is la'achila? Now the Torah says this chefza is torn sreifa. The chefza is torn sreifa. I'm kind the dinner of the chefetz. Nasa mitzvasa. Shor haniskel has no dinner bechlal. I have to get rid of it so people shouldn't be nichshal. So memeli, you bury it, you burn it. Afanasa. The chachamim's tashbisu b'chol dover wasn't that the chometz needs to be getting rid of, but rather you have to make sure you don't own chometz. So when you're getting rid of it, you're not being mekayim anything in the chefetz. You're being mekayim something in you, not in the chometz. Being that you're not accomplishing anything in the chefetz, there's nothing to remove from it to release the issa hanah of the chefetz. Therefore, afron remains awesome. The chiddush of Chaim is that we would have interpreted tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda the same as Rabbanan. Tashbisu means we want the chometz not existing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, through Sreifa, and according to us, through Koldova. That's not the pshat, says Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Yehuda's tashbisu attack is we want the chometz to be burned. The tashbisu of the chachom is I don't care what happens to the chometz. The ikker is I want you to have chometz. And therefore, as long as the chometz is out of your reshus, you're mekayim tashbisu. Therefore, when you do burn it, you're not mekayim anything in the chefza. You're mekayim in the gavra, not in the chefza. And therefore, there's no afran mutter. Let's see again this paragraph in the Pchaim. Zog Pchaim v'nire. Dulei domi ha-mitzvah shal tashbisu da-hashpasasai b'chol dover. We have Rabbi Yisrael beginning again, Nacham Adulash. Yes? The bottom right of the column. Five, six lines, eight lines, the end of the piece. V'nir. Dulei domi ha-mitzvah shal tashbisu da-hashpasasai b'chol dover le-mitzvah seif. It's a different type of mitzvah. Not just a different act of getting rid of it. It's a different type of mitzvah. It has a different definition, tashbisu of the Rabbanon and tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda. The mitzvah tashbisi b'shah hashbosois have ikah hamitzvah shelo yehei lehabaylem chometz. Mashenke mitzvah have a b'sreifa have a mitzvah shechayil b'achevtze shel chometz d'chol oboy din sreifa. Or the inyan hetted the nasa mitzvosoi b'in and dafka she yehei nasa's mitzvah b'achevtze oz nita hachometz v'loi kishahabaylem kimu mitzvah d'ram yalayu yehei nita b'zachevtze v'akein shapim mechal katur b'in hashbososoi b'chol dova u'bein sreifa dim hashbososoi b'chol dova v'akabaylem kimu mitzvah but not the chayfetz. Shein b'hem chametz. He doesn't own chametz. Va'kein lehuter hefer. There's nothing to be matter to hefer. Mashen kein mitzvase b'sefer. The nasa mitzvah b'achefze. The nasa mitzvase al kein huter hefer. Thus is a teretz of ein kasha devayla between the kasha. Half of a fellow. I don't know where he got it from. But the, once you say establish the chiluk, it's pili plug. Good, that's Aleph. The second chiddush of Chaim is that we want to use this teretz to say that if you look into the sugyas haGemara, where the Gemara says that tashbisu is menatik delav, it happens to be that that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it happens to be Rabbi Yehuda. So Chaim's chiddush is going to be is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called tashbisu is menatik the Baal Yirah. And according to the Chachamim, not. And the Chaim will explain why. But that's the plan. Those are the plan. That's the blueprint that the Chaim wants to say. Lama Lenevitz, the Chaim's up. Says the Chaim, Ulefize, four lines into the second column. Ulefize, Harem Yushovim, Hetev, Divei Harambam, Deloiken, Alav, Deloi Rav, Deloi Matzah. The reason why the Rambam holds that Tashbisu is not menakted the lava bal yerot, sorry chloima, to whom yishum the sphere, the hach Tashbisu ikrayhu iser asay shaloyahele chomets. They have a kmoi cold voim who asurim basay velois asay, do they have a nitik lasay? If Rabbi say, if we teach Tashbisu to mean, I want you not to have chametz, and therefore get rid of it however necessary. So that means, ke'ilu, that it's just coming to strengthen the Bayiro Bayimatsu. You're not allowed to end with chametz, you're not allowed to see chametz, and I'm telling you, make sure they don't have chametz. It's the not, no, and a positive. Make sure. So what do you have to do? Get rid of it. So I'm a kayim a mitzvah by not only chametz. But what is that mitzvah coming for? It's coming that not only do you have a lav of your own chametz, but I'm telling you how you shouldn't have the Baal Yirah. So now when I do get rid of it, I'm rectifying something. I'm not rectifying. I'm being mekayim the Baal Yirah. The Torah says, don't own chametz. Don't keep chametz. Make sure you don't do that. Kilo, so it's coming to be mechazik to lois asay. That's not a lav anitik lasay. A person now I do malacha on Shabbos and he has to rest. If a person goes ahead and does malacha, oh you vape, what's the chidav gaton? Resting now. Is menatik the lav? They're both in the same pa'ula. The Torah says, rest, don't do malacha. And the Torah says, don't do malacha and rest. So the kiyum ha'asei is in the same sug as the lois asei. They're just coming to strengthen the same point. The point is, rest. And what's by tashbisu? Don't own chametz. Don't have chametz. Who is speaking to? To you. You don't own chametz, lav. Don't acquire chametz, lav. So what should you do? Make sure that you got rid of all your chametz. So now if you find a cookie and you get rid of it, what are you doing? It's like a person was over on Shvisa Shabbos, and now he's resting. I'm getting rid of the chametz. So I'm coming back to not only chametz. That's not lav anitik lasei. Lav anitik lasei is when you rectify something after you're over the Baal Yirah. But if the asei is just coming to strengthen the lois asei, there's no nitik lasei. Says a prayer. Ulefizeh harim yushovim hetev divi harambam deloikin alav deloirov leimotze. Da'atam deloichoshev lav anitik lasei tzorich loima. To whom ishum desvir lei da'ach tashbisu hu iser asei shalo yehe loi chometz. Not I'm being mekayim a mitzvah with getting rid of the chometz. Not being mekayim a mitzvah. Because you know why? If he would have been Mekayim a Mitzvah, then Afram would have been Mutter. I'm Mekayim a Mitzvah mit Techomets, Afram Mutter. Oh, but the Torah Zach Technishtah Zay. Afram is awesome. So you're not Mekayim a Mitzvah with Techomets. So what are you doing? You're making sure not to have Chomets. By getting rid of your Chomets. They have a Kumaykol HaDvorim. Hasurim ba'aseva lo yisaseh de le'av anitik la'aseh dim kein lo shayich zo yiselim neima da hashpasaseh b'chol dover kumashin is boy de le'man dom hashpasaseh b'chol dover ikka akro de tashbisu hu shelo yehei lohem chomitz ma'ashen kenim neima de mitzvah se bisreifa im kein have a mitzvah ha'nasis b'guf ha'chefetz like noisa. You're not allowed to leave over the meat, and if you do leave it over the meat, be mekayim a mitzvah, burn it. Zabuzach chometz. Don't own chometz. And if you do, fabren the chometz, be mekayim a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Seifas chometz. Nashen can hash b'shasa b'dova. I'm not mekayim anything. I'm just falling back into right and not only chometz. Mashenkin and name of the mitzvah se besveifa im kein have a mitzvah hanasis beguf hachefetz vos pshita davenitik lasei כמו ישראל פסנאית זה קדומה ואפילו אם נעים את הגם לדידי נכלה באך תשביסו איסו שלי חומץ even if a country of Yehuda תשביסו also means make sure not to own חומץ אבל חי והסריפה שבחומץ פשיטה דבר מצוס עשה כשהדבורים התונים סריפה וכיוון דגם זה בכלל קרוא נכלה באך קרום כן פשיטה דמר של הידי זה ניתק לעשה oh. Well, if he's there, I don't have to mekois unze gesa in the Gemara. Since lo taka gesa ba'yiro is nitek la'asei. But who's talking? The Yehuda's talking. And the Yehuda tashpisa is a nitek la'asei. Well, if he's there, I need a dasa rabbam. The sugyas hagamar bepsachim shehiveinu hakaim alibi de Yehuda. Okay, before the sugyasham. Well, the Yehuda the sphere lay the mitzvasa besveifa pshita tavanita glase. Mashen ken harambam de posa bepergibu milchacham mitzumata. Dash besasa becholdova vim ken leka behach de tashpisu rak. Isir asay luchud shol yehei bachamit imkei akein shab b'posa doi have an itik lasay v'loikin Allah v'kumoshin izbor zvei groyse bombas from the prime. Ein bomba is that afen mutan afen osa is only according to Rabbi Yehuda because there you mekayim mitzvahs hachefetz. Mekayim mitzvahs hachefetz afen mutter. L'didan tashbisu doesn't mean mekayim mitzvahs hachefetz. It means mekayim mitzvahs hagava. It's your mitzvah. Make sure you're on chometz. Aleph. Beis. Once that's the case, that tashbisu means don't own chometz. Make sure that it's on your possession. Therefore, if you have it, get rid of it. So when you're getting rid of it, you're not being mekayim anything in the chometz. You're right to falling into the category of not being over this about yira. That's not called lava nitik lasei like our marshal. When a person does a malacha and then goes ahead and rests, it's not called nitik lasei. Just he's falling back now back into loisasa malacha. Mashenkin, if it's noisa, it's sveifa like noisa, so that's called a nitik lasei. Like noisa is nitik lasei, this is also a lava nitik lasei. Thus is the gewaldig shtickle for the b'chaim salavashif, chidush ha'agrach al rama. Shloime, Haiman zechoyin l'lorocha, fet a gewaldig kasha from a shtickle Ramban. Kasha from Ramban. Let's, everybody, this is klo. It's a Muslim club, so that clothes on. What would be, let's ask ourselves a question. Ask ourselves a question. If we leave Reb Chaim's understanding in the Rabbanan's Tashbisu, then what is Tashbisu? Tashbisu is coming to strengthen the Bayor Bayamatsu comes out. What would be if I would give you a Hechatimsa that a person would have Chometz? And he's not over by Yerah, by Yimatz, and his chometz. Would it be possible to still have a mitzvah of Tashbisu the way Reb Chaim explains? Fair enough. Because if Tashbisu is coming, just don't own chometz. And if you'll have chometz, you have by Yerah, make sure you get rid of it. So if you have a chometz which doesn't have a bayra bayimasa, so l'chayre there shouldn't be a mitzvah of tashbisu either. Hazei v'kadav zayin. So if I'll find you a case that this chometz you weren't over bayra and you weren't over bayimasa, but there still is a chiyuv to get rid of it, then you have a kasha from chay. Right? That's the chayda. That's the shayla. Let's learn a few lines. Unfortunately, we don't have time to finish the whole shtickle. But the Vayim is learning the kasha from the pshloim after pshayim. Let's learn the kasha from the pshayim. From the pshloim. About his side base will start from the middle column after he finished quoting Reb Chaim. It's around 8-10 lines from the end of the piece. The first word line is Bisrefa. So the Bshleima, Loizachisi Lahavin Devarim Hakadoshim. Ichvashteinish, as Reb Chaim says, and interesting, we have in the Shulchan Aruch this kasha from the Bikvega in the Haggah and Shulchan Aruch. The Bikvega has a Marocha, you know, the Bikvega's Marochas and Drush V'chidish, pages and pages. In the Marocha of the Bikvega, Toicha Marocha, that was three lines, the Bikvega himself answers the Torah the same way Reb Chaim says. He says, Eloi the Neima, that Rabbi Yehuda's Tashbisu is different from the Chachamim's Tashbisu. So B'shoim had gefunden as B'chaim's whole shtickel Torah is not poor vet and B'kveg in a maroch. It's Yedua, Yad from the Ayit, the guy's name is so Feigenbaum, was the one, he was the first one that took the B'shoim Ayim and Sefer. Is he a Feigenbaum? Ayit, is he a Feigenbaum? Is that a Tai Ayit? When he told me a Maisa that in the hallways in Torah V'das, I'm all there was a bacha, was in the house, a kadusha kveger. Yangan azoy in the Shlomo Mistapin said, "Nishta azoy halfman every kveger, halfman kveger azoy, azoy halfman every kveger." Shlomo is going mamish, kveger behem is going mamish. Ah, avos lebnoi. Akoponim lomaz an ashtekel finav Shlomo. So the Shlomo. Ich verstehe nicht die Werte der Teres von der Pchayim und der Teres von der Bekwege. Die Bewadai, Afle Rabbonon, der Aschbesosse Bechol Dova, und Mitzvah Lekayim Hashbosse Bechluf HaChometz. Das heißt, just like Koinche Behuda, Tashbisu is a Mitzvah in der Chefetz, Leut Rabbonon is euch a Mitzvah in der Chefetz. Wo der Reihe? V'haloi, Shitas Haramban, v'hu meha mechilta. The Ramban in Chidushim Masechtas Pesachim brings a mechilta. And the Ramban explains the mechilta. V'zel l'shoyne ha-kodesh. L'madnu min ha-braisa hazu. I learned from this mechilta, sh'loi huzharnu min ha-toyra, ela sh'loi nekayim chometz shalonu b'shusenu, bein b'bateinu, bein b'gvula. This mechilta is memayit. If you own chometz and it's not in your rishus, it's a pikodim by a goy. You're not over by your bayimatzah, because by your bayimatzah is only if it's in your bayis or in your gvul. Avol im hefkadnu oisay biyad akum the bayis shaloi, says the Ramban, ein onu oivrim abayira v'chein hadova. It has to be like this. She'im loy toimakein el al chomet shaloy oive b'chol mokim. Afilim efkido b'yad akum b'nis hayom v'al shal akum ein oive alav afilim beisah shal Yisrael. And a goy's chomet in your Yerushalayim says no bal yira either. Kein lo menem a beis b'teichem. Why is the Torah b'chal use the word b'teichem? It's not telling you in your bias. A goy by you is echa no bal yira. And you by a goy is also... There's Bal Yirah. So why isn't it getting Batechen? The Iker is your Chometz, wherever it is. Elamai, says the Ramban, the only time you're over Bal Yirah is if it's in your Rishos. By a Goy's Rishos, even though it's your Chometz, not over Bal Yirah. Ulam anemek begvulcha, ein bein bateinu gvul, in the batei akim gleim, shum hefesh. Elo, muzayn, So he says, "Hanu klal min hatayir ella bishoseinu." The law about yirah is only on chomis and yirishos. V'imkain shaloi law about yirah sagi b'maytzia mishusa, says Ramban. So for me not to oive about yirah, all I have to do is make the chomis out of my rishos, not of my rishon ahum about yirah. But mikol makom, says the Ramban, loy mekayim b'zeh mitzvahs hashbasa, rakim mefarer v'zayir laruach. The din tashbisu, says the Ramban, gzeiris hakosav lahashbis guf achometz, v'loy rak eitzah, says the Ramban, shalalava abayirah mikano lahabo. Says the Ramban, I have a mechilta. If I put chometz in the goyiz rishos, belongs to me, but I'm not over abayirah. Kum dechayis ba'yira means chometz in your possession. Says Rabban, if that's the case, I take chometz, I take it outside, it's not in my rishon, not in ba'yira. Says Rabban, yeah, very good. But tashbisu, you were in Mekayim. In order to make tashbisu, you have to be zari l'ruah. Says Abshalim, this Rabban is a kash on Abchaim. Because here you see that this chometz has no bayo bayo motza, and without the bestowment of the chometz, vayisafi like the rabbanon to the mitzvah in the chometz. A bezoy dafin zuchen zog b'shoyim and nochat teretz to fanfin Rabbi Kvegas kasha. Why according to rabbanon is afin mukim? Boys, I hope everybody got. I send everybody an invitation to my chasna. I'm making a chasna one tonight. If some of the invitations didn't come, please be moichel. But they all cordially invited to come in Mishtatav in the simcha. Mr. Hashem, everybody should be zayim to have simchas.